USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady Jill Biden are in Texas assessing the damage from the devastating cold snap. The Bidens visiting a large food bank in Houston.
It's incredible. It's an incredible place. They're doing it, and they got so many talented people here. Not just volunteers, really talented people.
The top advisor to the White House coronavirus response team is making a big pitch for congressional passage of the sweeping stimulus bill.
We cannot defeat this virus as rapidly as we need to without action from Congress. This legislation will enable Americans across the country to defeat COVID-19 and get back to normal life more quickly.
Andy Slavitt, though not addressing with reporters why $700 billion of the dollars in the COVID-19 relief plan wouldn't be spent until 2022 or later. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Costco is the latest to increase the minimum wage paid to the employees of the membership warehouse retailer.
Costco CEO Craig Jelinek made the announcement while speaking before a Senate panel committee.
Since Costco's inception, the company has been committed to paying employees very competitive retail wages and providing them broad and affordable health care benefits. 2 years ago, we moved our starting hourly wage to $15 everywhere in the U.S. Effective next week, the starting wage will go to $16.
Costco has over 180,000 employees in the U.S. with another 275,000 worldwide. Costco has 802 locations worldwide and 558 in the U.S. and 45 states, including Washington, D.C. and in Puerto Rico. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Final Wall Street numbers, the Dow losing 469 points to close at 3932. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky confronted Dr. Rachel Levine over her support of inflicting puberty-blocking drugs and genital surgeries on minor children. During Levine's hearing for the position of Assistant Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services, Paul pointedly asked several times whether she endorsed invasive medical interventions.
I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field.
Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question. The question is a very specific one. Should minors be making these momentous decisions?
2020 was a record year for mass shootings across the country. There were 611 mass shootings reported, which is up nearly 50% over the previous year. The nonprofit Gun Violence Archive says the pandemic is largely to blame, with crippling unemployment, violent protests, and young people out of school with nothing to do. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.